This is episode number 2159 of the Who Cares News for Friday, February 25th, 2022.
The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
It's a new contest. I don't know if it's a contest or whether it's... Yeah, I guess it's a contest. You get a mullet and put it on Instagram, hashtag it, and Natural Light, the beer, you might win free beer for life. Well, at least in perpetuity, which is longer. Life or perpetuity.
You know,
you're looking at me funny because I'm wearing a mullet wig right now because I'm hoping that maybe somebody at Natural Light will notice that.
See right through the microphone.
Right through the... It's a podcast. We're hashtagging Natty Vintage.
Though, when you're putting it on,
yeah,
you're leaving your long hair
out. Well, yeah, I don't care. It's like, you know, I don't even have a mirror in here. How am I supposed to look at this crap? So I'm just trying to win some free beer,
front,
man. Business up front, party in the back.
Party in the back. And something else is going on,
I'm
too.
I'm
going to
get a mullet on my
is.
Real hair, though. I've decided I'm going to get a mullet. And then I'm going to Instagram it and try and win this damn thing. Natural Light beer in perpetuity. It's a real thing. It's also time for the Who Cares News. Here's Morgan.
Ran Skeet off the gram. Yay, boasted yesterday.
Ran Skeet off the gram.
Yeah.
Oh, my. This is a Kanye story.
Tell your mother I changed your name for life.
Does he mean Skeet?
Pete.
I know, but does he mean I changed your name for life? Does that
mean
that tell your mom I changed your name for life?
All right, so he deleted his most recent Instagram page on Wednesday.
Who?
He did, Pete.
Oh, Pete.
No,
why?
Sorry. Well, because he's busy.
Well, he is a busy dude.
He's
like
got
busy
movies
servicing
and Saturday Night
Kim
Live
Kardashian.
And women. And, I'm sorry, Kim.
He's servicing Kim Kardashian. That's busy in and of itself. And they're filming, by the way, a new show. So I don't know if he's involved with that, if he's in the background.
Be.
I mean...
Well, he's in the middle of several big film projects.
Yeah,
wants
sure.
to continue to stay very focused on his work and the positive things happening in his life.
And he's got that boat. Him and Colin bought that damn ferry.
Oh, that's true.
And they got to fix that up now in New York.
And
he's a busy guy. I get it.
He's busier than Kanye is.
And he's got no time for Instagram.
No, he doesn't.
Because he's so busy. Doesn't he have people? I mean, Kim's got people. You don't think Kim posts all that crap, do you? She doesn't. No. She's got a staff.
Well, the source says, you know, Kanye didn't drive Pete off social media, which I believe because...
Well, Kanye wants to think he drove him off.
Well, of course he does. He also wants to think he made Paul McCartney famous. If we remember that.
Yeah, I do remember
that. I'm going to make this guy famous.
Jeez.
Kanye. His name is Paul McCartney.
Get over yourself, buddy.
Yeah, all right.
Get over yourself.
So now we're learning that Kim has requested the court to expedite her divorce.
Of course she has.
Citing emotional distress.
Well.
I can't say that...
I can't blame her.
I can't blame her. I really can't. Kanye's been cyberbullying, which he has.
He has.
I have no. I have no tolerance for bullying, especially cyberbullying.
I know.
No, both of them are equally.
Yeah.
In person or cyber,
I
have. Okay, get me a... breathe.
Breathe, Morgan. Breathe. Breathe. You want to wear the mullet? Here's the mullet.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you can
my
wear
goodness.
The mullet. Oh, it came off. Oh, no. It's scary.
Wow, look at your hair. Kanye's been cyberbullying Pete on socials and even called him a D-head, the while hoping his bullying efforts would woo Kim.
Oh, sure. That's always gotten...
Oh, that's... Yeah.
Good luck, yay. Good luck, dude. Lucky that nobody at Instagram hasn't actually put you in Instagram jail yet.
That's true. Well, about $150,000 worth of antique props. What's an antique prop? Is it an antique?
It's a prop that looks like it's antique.
So it's a piece of furniture.
Or it's a prop that's old. One of the two. It's a nice way of saying old props.
Anyway, it's $150,000 worth of antique props were recently stolen.
Wow.
From the Crown set.
Oh, no kidding.
Yep, the crew was filming scenes for season 5 nearby.
Yeah.
A police spokesperson confirmed that the theft took place a week ago Wednesday.
Oh. My.
Yeah. Now, three vehicles containing props used for the show were broken into. So I guess this is broad daylight.
Wow.
Number of items taken.
Well, yeah, for $150,000 worth.
But see, here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
It's only been a week, right?
Yeah.
And police, they say that the case has already gone cold.
They've got nothing to go on. There's probably no surveillance, no witnesses.
So,
and this stuff is probably really hard to identify, I would think.
Well,
unless it's got like the, maybe there's a little stamp or a little sticker on them that says property of, you know, probably of the studio.
With all the people that live in Los Angeles and are out and about,
right?
They're saying that nobody saw anything. No one.
Well, do they film The Crown in Los Angeles or do they film it in England? I don't know.
Anywho. So the police said if anything were to come to light. You okay over there?
Yeah,
with
my mullet's falling off. It's kind of getting
yeah,
itchy. It's
kind of slipping, huh?
Yeah. Continue.
It's just weird to see you moving hair around on your head like that. Get comfortable.
All right. Keep going.
I'm being distracted. Where was I?
Oh, where were you? You were talking about they had nothing to go on. Yeah.
Nothing to go on. So they said if anything were to come to light, such as the items appearing somewhere, I don't know, like eBay, then of course
that's where they're going to be.
Exactly.
You know.
This investigation would be picked up again.
They're going to be on eBay. I mean, that's what's the value to have? I mean, well, maybe somebody's just a big fan of The Crown, and maybe they want to decorate their version of Buckingham Palace for their own good. I mean, you know, what's the deal?
That's probably it.
Is that it? Come to my house. It's decorated like Buckingham Palace. In the 1990s.
Well, I would be very... If you sell tea sets, watch out.
Yeah, right?
Because they're liable to, you know, steal that next. So they got tea and crumpets.
What about wardrobe, though? See, because they would have got the purses, the prize purses of the queen. That's... Yeah.
Oh.
Can you imagine the wardrobe... division of The Crown. I mean, amazing. You've got 70 years of wardrobe, different styles.
Oh,
because the series started when she was crowned. That's why they call it The Crown. and then it goes through
coronation.
That's the word we're looking for.
The coronation.
See, I can't think straight with the mullet
obviously
on top of my head.
Is
I
it
get the
squeezing
mullet,
your head
it's squeezing
or is it,
my brains?
Or is it just
you know who would look good in this wig?
No,
Halle Berry would look good in
anything.
That's
true.
Halle
good
Berry
in anything.
Would look good in nothing too. I just thought I'd point that out.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Nothing except for your mullet.
There's a visual for your weekend. And my weekend, too. Speaking of which, more news on Monday. Have yourself a great weekend. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.